Last name is MATUSK, first name ERIK, there's a data stand put in 2013. There's a patient seen in rheumatology for a 27-year-old patient seen in rheumatology for a follow-up appointment. Patient being followed up for inflammatory arthritis. For inflammatory spondyloarthropathy. Next paragraph, the patient has had back pain, and is being evaluated by Dr. John Maltese, has had a recent MRI which has been negative. Patient complains of pain in the mid back for 4 on 10, which is constant, and partly relieved by the lidoderm patches, pain aggravated on bending, lifting patients, and does not have any morning stiffness. Next time happened, patient has initially had pain in her hands, feet, wrists, which have improved on a gluten-free diet. Next time happened, patient does complain of a triggering in her third digit, which continues. On examination, both upper and lower extremity examination has been done, and only the pertinent positive and negatives will be noted. Examination of thigh and joints. No swelling, no tenderness noted. Rest within normal limits. Examination of the neck. No spasms, no tenderness noted. Examination of the mid-back. Tenderness noted in a bilateral mid-thoracic area. Examination of the low back. No tenderness. Patient unable to touch toes. Extension and lateral rotation limited. Pertinent lab. Pertinent lab, WBC count is 4.4, hemoglobin is 12.9, vitamin D is low at 32. Assessment and plan. Assessment, inflammatory spondyloarthropathy in a patient with celiac disease. Next time, hyphen, patient doesn't stay on a gluten-free diet. Next time, hyphen, patient complains of increased pain in mid-back. Next time, hyphen, recent MRI that has been done is within normal limits. Patient advised Flexeril, which she does not want to take as it has not helped her in the past. Continue platform and 200 milligrams twice a day. Eye exam has been up to date. Next time, hyphen advised lidoderm patches / Voltaren gel. Next line, hyphen, if symptoms do not improve, we'll consider sulfasalazine. Number two, celiac disease, which has been stable on a gluten-free diet. Number two, symptoms in the hand joints and the feet have improved on a gluten-free diet. Number four, trigger finger. Advised the shot. Next time, hyphen, patient received the shot in the past, which caused her to have palpitations and anxiety. Number five, vitamin D deficiency at 32. Patient advised increase vitamin D to 1,000 to 2,000 international units. Thank you very much. Dictation by Dr. Cousin.